Hello, everyone. Welcome back to K-Pop in Real Life podcast episode 72. It's Nicole. How was everyone's weekend? My weekend was rainy. It literally rained for 2 days. And also I have a story to tell you. So, oh my God. And you know, ladies, I have a question. Why is it that older men, and when I say older men, I mean like 50 to 60, find it really interesting how older men really seem to think they have a chance with someone who is 20 years younger than them? Why do older men think they have a chance with someone like who is so much younger than them? It's kind of fucking gross, like really. So here's the story. I had this dude that I work with, and I was closing with him last Thursday, and he walked up to me as I was, you know, still trying to close the store. He's like, "So what do you do for fun? Like, what do you do like when you're not working?" I'm like, "I work on my small business and like other stuff." And you know, I didn't really tell him about like me being like an influencer, like me being like, I have my own podcast. Like, he doesn't need to know that. And he's like, "Oh, so like you want my number so we can hang out?" So in my brain, I took it as like, "Oh, we're friends." I'm so dumb. I am dumb. I realize that I'm dumb. This man was texting me over the weekend and he was like, "What are you doing? Can I call you?" "No, you can't. No, you can't, sir." So I blocked his number yesterday. And I don't really care if it's awkward at work because this man is 50. 5'0". Ew. Why? Ew. I literally can't. Also, if you're an older man, stay the hell away from me. Like, especially if you're 20 plus years older than me. Ew. Goodbye. This man is old enough to be my father. Like, I don't want to talk about it. It's so disgusting. Like, no. I never blocked someone so fast in my life. And I threw his phone number away. And I'm like, never going to happen. Because you're not my type and you're way too old. Like, are you freaking for real? Like, be serious. No. Anyway, despite creepy men, life is pretty okay. I did a closet clean out today. Oh, my Lord. Let me tell you, it feels so good to get rid of like sweatshirts I'm not wearing, hoodies I'm not wearing. Oh my God, it's therapeutic. Like standing in front of your closet and being like, "I do not wear this. Why is it still in my closet?" And it makes me sick because of all the money that I spent on these, like the stuff that I'm giving to Goodwill. And I'm just like, "Oh, let's not talk about it." Because I'm sure that most of us just stand there and we're like, "Wow, I've spent a lot of money with, you know," and like most of it is all like old Taylor crew necks that I just don't wear anymore or like old hoodies that I just don't wear. So it was really nice to get rid of it. And I made room for stuff that I do wear. Also, can we talk about the Fresh Love drop that Christopher Sterniolo did? Like the pink hoodie, the blue hoodie, the yellow hoodie, all these beautiful hoodies. I bought the blue one so fast. And when I tell you that I live in this blue hoodie, oh my God, do I love her. It's my second Fresh Love hoodie. Also, I got two stickers with my Fresh Love order, which is crazy. I got the red sticker. Or the red heart and the blue heart. So, very cool. I'm debating on which one I want to put on my phone. So, there's a poll on Instagram. A lot of people were saying blue. A couple of people were saying red. I don't know. Let me know. Also, I've been ordering a lot of Kansas City stuff because I am a Kansas City fan. And no, I'm not a bandwagon fan. I don't want to hear people be like, "Oh, you're on the bandwagon because Taylor Swift is dating Travis Kelce." No. Like I said in the last episode, I have not had an NFL team for many years. And it feels like home. I love Patrick Mahomes. I love Travis. I love the Kelce family. I think they're incredible people. I love Donna Kelce. I love Travis's mother, or his mother. I literally just said that. LOL. Sorry. And his father. I just love all the Kelce family. And Taylor has an amazing time at the games. And I will say the Super Bowl was stressful. I talked about the Super Bowl. But good God. Also, if you're a Kansas City fan, I am restocking the In My Chiefs era sweatshirt on my website. I'm working on it. Really, I am. I have almost all the sizes written down that I'm going to be restocking. So let me know what size you are in a sweatshirt. And they're all going to be Gildan. I've been ordering Gildan since I opened my business, and Gildan is the best. And I order all my blanks from Jiffy Shirts if I can, because Jiffy Shirts is local here in Florida, so it's really wonderful. Excuse me. Anyway, also the Triplets just hit 6 million subscribers on YouTube. It's insane to me how far the Triplets have come with their content. Also, Chris was on the Zach Zhang Show. Wonderful episode. You guys should go watch it. So good. And Nick was also on the Zach Zhang Show. They all were doing it separate. And I was watching Nick's episode last night, and I was just in awe of him because he's just incredible. Getting to hear about his space camp, like his lip balm, getting to hear like personal stories from Nick, and getting to know each of the Triplets on an individual level is insane to me. I love it. I never really figured out like which Triplet I like the most. Like, it changes day to day. Sometimes I'm feeling like Matt. Sometimes I'm feeling like Chris. There are other times I'm like Nick. I don't know. I relate to each Triplet individually in my own way. And I will have to say, I made a TikTok last month where the Triplets were talking about a lot of fans were making videos, ship videos of shipping Chris with a certain female friend, or Matt with a certain female friend. And I think Chris's TikTok got banned for some reason. It's not banned anymore, but it was banned last month. And Matt deleted a bunch of his TikToks, and they were all feeling super stressed and overwhelmed, and like waking up and seeing TikToks and being like, Matt Sterniello is dating this person, Chris is dating this person. And it makes me feel so sorry for them, because I want them to be happy. I want Chris to find someone. I want Matt to find someone. I want Nick to find someone. But Nick was talking about in his Zach Zhang interview how it's really hard for him to date because everybody keeps shipping him with his friends. You guys need to stop doing that. I can't even imagine how it feels to wake up and open your TikTok and see all these freaking edits of you being shipped with some person you just met. It's kind of gross, really. Like, all the Triplets deserve to be happy. They all deserve love and happiness, whoever they decide to be with. And it doesn't matter to me, because I will say this. When I got to meet the Triplets back in October of 2023, at the Versus Tour in Orlando, Florida, at the House of Blues, they were the kindest people, okay? And I love my meet and greet pictures with the Triplets. They are just so pure and wonderful, and I just love each and every one of them so much. They made me feel so comfortable when I walked on the carpet. It wasn't weird or awkward or any of that shit that y'all told me it would be. It was so genuine. It felt like I was getting, like, I was meeting up with some friends. That's what it felt like. And I interacted the most with Nick because I felt the most comfortable talking to Nick because I was Team Purple for the tour. I don't know. I just think Nick is the most underrated Triplet. You know, he's like the least popular because he's gay. I don't give a fuck. I love Nick. I think he's incredible. And I think Chris and Matt are the most popular because they're not gay and they're straight, but like, you got to show love to all three of them. And it makes me so happy that Nick and Matt are wearing the friendship bracelets I gave them. Like, it's just so pure. Like, oh. But I look at my photo every day, and it just reminds me that I had a great time at the tour. And I will say one thing, no one was mean to me. Not a single person that I stood in line with was mean. No one came up to me and was like, why are you here? Oh my God, you're too old to be here. Nobody said a word to me. It was wonderful. And all the people that I interacted with were so kind. It's crazy how life changes and how I just made up this whole scenario in my brain of like, oh my God, people are going to come for me. No, no one did because no one cares. Nobody cared. I got my merch like two or three months after the show because they finally put it online. Finally got my crew neck, my Sterniello Orlando crew neck and a tour shirt. Really would have liked to have the poster, but I don't know when that's if that's even going to come back. Probably not. But I'm very proud of the triplets for hitting 6 million subscribers. Congratulations, y'all. We love you. Woo. Go, you guys. Let's go. Their 6 million merch was so cute. Super cute. Go get it. StarnyYellowClothing.com. Look at me plugging their merch. I ran so fast and got the Sterling Yellow crew neck. Yeah. Don't judge me. Whatever. Also, this hate, this hatred for Taylor Swift, it really just needs to stop. I am tired of opening my TikTok and opening any social media at this matter, Facebook, anybody. For those of you that really that think that it's okay to hate on Taylor Swift, you need to go touch some grass. You need to take a walk. You need to get off the internet for a day and just leave Taylor the hell alone. Because Taylor is living her best life. She is dating Travis Kelce and she is having a great time. She's finally healed from all of this trash Joe Alwyn put her through. Also, Tortured Poets Department, I'm ready. April 19th, let's freaking go. I talked about the track list in the last episode. So if you want to hear my thoughts on that, listen to the episode before this. And then fans are complaining that the title is too long. Are you for real? Just call it Tortured Poet. That's what I'm doing. I just feel a gravitate toward this album. Like I feel in my bones that this album is going to be my favorite. I really feel that, you know? Oh my God, I'm excited for these tracks. I'm excited for this era. Like, Taylor is ready. And she's talked about this album so much on the Eras Tour. She's like, I needed to write these songs to heal. And I'm like, huh, interesting. So I know music is Taylor's diary. Her songs are her diary. And she has always told us, like, all her songs are her diary. So it's like we get a glimpse of it into Taylor's diary, which is very personal to her. If you think about that, it's very vulnerable and pure. And all this hate towards Taylor because she's dating an NFL tight end is ridiculous. All the Karens and all the Susans and all the Beckys just need to calm down. Like, you need to calm down. Taylor did not do anything to you. Taylor is a kind person. Taylor is a genuine person, and she is an amazingly pure human. She would never hurt anyone. She would never do anything sleazy or gross. I don't understand why there's so much hatred for this woman. Also, my heart goes out to those Kansas City people during the parade last week on Wednesday, I think it was, that horrible shooting at the parade. I am so sorry that happened to you guys. I really, truly am. And I just hope that everyone gets some therapy and is okay. I went through a shooting my senior year of high school in 2014. It was in the bus loop when I was getting on the school bus to go home. And it's terrifying. It is so awful. So my heart and my prayers go with you. I wish I had all the money in the world to donate. I know Taylor donated $50,000 for this one girl that passed away. I can't remember her name. So she donated $100,000. And I know Patrick and Travis, they were visiting people in the hospital, all the kids. And I also heard today that all the kids have been discharged. So that's great. But I hope everyone can heal from that. And Kansas City, I love you. Y'all, I don't even live in Kansas City, but it's Chiefs Kingdom. I love Chiefs Kingdom. Y'all have been so welcoming to us and so sweet. So my heart goes out to y'all. Because it's an honor to be part of you, this Chiefs Kingdom. It's great. Also, can we talk about Travis on the Super Bowl stage? He's so funny, bro. I can't with that man. In the after party of Taylor and Travis, goodbye. Like, excuse me, I've never seen anything cuter in my life. It's adorable. Like, I can't. I literally cannot. And also, Taylor is going to Sydney, Australia, y'all. She is killing it on this Eras Tour. For those of you that are going to see her in Sydney, if you don't say Sydney during blank space, you're doing it wrong. For those of you that have watched the 1989 World Tour, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, it looks like she's heading there now, and she's wearing her Kansas City Chiefs hat from the Super Bowl, the white one, with her TNT bracelet. Well, that's adorable. The TNT bracelet is what Travis got her. She's so cute. I love Taylor so much. I always will. Oh, she also makes history in Melbourne. She played at the MC Gym Stadium with 96,000 fans in Melbourne, Australia. I know I said that wrong. I'm so sorry. Wow, Taylor, she's slaying. See, what I think is this hate is those of you that are hating on her are jealous of her. You guys wish you could be successful, but you're not. Y'all are so petty. Like, this is crazy. Taylor has always gotten a lot of hate. Like, I've always been hated in real life. I remember in high school, people would come up to me and be like, oh, you like Taylor Swift? Hasn't she had like 20 boyfriends? I'm like, no, Susan, she hasn't. So, like, I don't care. I just shake it off. But it's just so frustrating. Like, the hate really needs to stop. And Taylor is so unbothered. Like, I love her for that. She's just, like, living her life. She's like, I don't care, y'all. I'm at my game. I'm supporting my man and all the Brads and the Chads and the Dads. Y'all seriously need to calm down. And y'all need to set a better example for your daughters and your kids. Like, do better, y'all, for real. Like, don't be nasty. Don't be cursing at the TV. And also, the 49er fans that were punching the TV because you guys lost in the Super Bowl. I forgot to say it in the last episode, but the 49er football team did amazing during the Super Bowl. Oh my God, I can't speak English. I'm so sorry. The 49ers did great. Y'all played your hearts out. You did a wonderful job. I'm so proud of that team. I'm not a 49ers fan, but kudos to y'all. You're going to make it there one day. Y'all are great. Brock Purdy is a great quarterback. He will be back, I swear. But anyway, it is just not okay to punch the TV and break it. If I invited someone over to my house to a Super Bowl party and your team lost and you punched my TV, I would kick your ass out of my house and I would tell you that you need to go buy me a new TV because that is just unacceptable. We do not break other people's TVs. Like, this is not kindergarten. We keep our hands to ourselves, okay, little Johnny? Like, for goodness sake. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening to K-Pop in Your Life podcast episode, what did I say, 72? 71? Jesus Christ. My memory is not, oh, it's 72. Okay, sorry. Thanks for listening to this episode. If you could do me a huge favor. You don't have to do it. Rate this podcast 5 stars on Spotify. That would be wonderful, or whatever you want. Just please be nice to me on the internet. Thank you. Also, rate this podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and share your favorite episode with your friends. Whichever episode you want. There's a lot of episodes to choose from, people. Also, I hope you guys have an amazing week. And go Chiefs. Karma is the guy on the Chiefs. Coming straight home to Taylor Swift. Not to me. And I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your weekend. And Tortured Poets Department, y'all. I'm so fucking excited. I truly am excited for this album. I feel like it's going to be heart-wrenching. The lyrics are going to hurt me. Some of the songs probably will hurt my feelings. And Joe Alwyn better count his blessings, because Mr. Alwyn is in trouble. Something went, I don't know, went down. Taylor's going to tell us. She will let me know. Well, not me personally, but, you know, she'll let the entire world know what happened. He's nervous. You know, I think Joe right now is being a little petty. Oh, I'm going to be so disappointed if Taylor says anything bad about our relationship. Are you kidding me, sir? That means you did something. There were rumors that he cheated. I don't know if those rumors were true. I have no idea. That's none of my business. But if Joe ended up cheating on her, damn, that's bad. I've been cheated on before, and it sucks. But we won't talk about that. All right, y'all. I'm going to shut up. I love you all. You all. I can't speak. I'm so sorry. I love you all so very much. Thank you all so much for listening, and I will talk to y'all next week. Bye.